Oldies, 1450 WTHU, the Terminator here, and I love to swim. I grew up swimming with a pool in my backyard, but my next guest is even better than I am. I am so excited to be joined by Jim the Shark Dreyer. Jim, thanks so much for hanging out today.
Hey, Terminator, it is a pleasure to be on the show. Thank you.
All right, first off, I want to know, why do they call you the shark? And also, how long have you been swimming for?
Well, yeah, I'll give you the short version of that. I started swimming just 2 years before I set my first record swimming across Lake Michigan. And I was 32 when I took beginner swimming lessons because I had a lifelong fear of water from a near drowning. So it would seem really, really unlikely that the pendulum would swing so far from one direction to the other, where my greatest fear in life becomes, you know, the playing field for my sport. And then after I swam across Lake Michigan that first swim back in 1998, my hometown of Byron Center, Michigan, gave me my own day. Every August 3, an honor. Every August 3 is Jim the Shark Dreyer Day in Byron Center, Michigan. But the funny thing is that wasn't my nickname before they gave me the day. They just decided to call it that, and then the nickname stuck, and you know, I like it.
That is absolutely awesome. Now, you have a big swim coming up this week. You're going to be towing 250 cannonballs. Tell us about that and what this is all for.
Yeah, you know, as we all celebrate America's 250th birthday, you know, I thought, how can we celebrate 250 years of freedom and not at the same time also honor all those who fought to win and preserve that freedom? So we are going to be building a U.S. 250th Combat Veterans Memorial in Whitehall, Michigan, which is a coastal town right on the shores of Lake Michigan. And it's going to be made out of cannonballs. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take 250 cannonballs, our 250th year, and I'm going to tow them 22 miles from out in the middle of Lake Michigan into the town of Whitehall during their Maritime Festival. And that starts on Friday. I'll take a swim on Friday, August 7th. And it's going to be kind of a historic delivery of these cannonballs that are going to be used to honor our combat veteran memorials for all of posterity. And I'm so excited about that. The reason I'm swimming 22 miles, though, is 22 is the number most recognized, or I should say most associated with the number of daily veteran suicides due to post-traumatic stress after they return home from the battlefield. Traumatic brain injury sometimes. And so I had to choose some distance. So I said, well, let's do 22. And yeah. And I will have one cannonball on my back for my late father, who was a World War II combat veteran. So that one's going to be kind of pushing me down. Yeah. So I hope my dad's going to be kind to me.
There you go. Now, how do you train for a swim like this?
Yeah. You know, my training has been more of a beat down than any training I've ever done. You know, for the now going on 30 years that I've been doing this. And that's saying a lot that this is the biggest beat down. I swim pulling a 20-gallon bucket underwater while I'm swimming. And I have a rucksack on my back with a cannonball on it. I've got the rucksack, I got the 20-gallon bucket underwater, and you literally are fighting for every inch to move forward. Well, and I peaked a week ago Saturday. My peak training swim was 26 hours of doing that.
Wow.
I was pulling the bucket underwater, the 20-gallon bucket, and with the cannonball. So I am hoping that if Mother Nature cooperates, that the worst part is actually already behind me in the training. But if Mother Nature turns on me, you know, these inland seas, these great lakes can be worse than the ocean.
Yeah.
They really can. And so I've been out there when it's been really, really bad many times. And so I am hoping the stars align and I get a little cooperation with the weather.
Yeah, here's hoping for some good weather for you. Now tell me, where can people find out more about the swim? And if they want to donate, can they donate as well?
Yes, Terminator, thank you. You can go to my website and really just follow the link. You'll be able to track me from the website. You'll see in real time where I am out. There's also a button where you can apply for a cannonball. Right now, we're not actually taking donations yet, but you can apply for a cannonball to forever honor a combat veteran memorial on the actual memorial itself. And you'll get a keepsake for your home as well. And you can read all about it at the website, which is jimtheSharkDreyer.com. Jim the Shark Dreyer. www.thebestofamerica.com.
Jim, that is absolutely awesome, and it's for such an amazing cause. We will all be cheering you on, and keep us posted on how it goes, okay?
Hey, I really, really appreciate your support out there on the East Coast. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Stick around. I got a lot more great oldies coming right up.